Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
Hello, nerd.
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and steamed aioli. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
What's up, my peeps? If you are currently hearing my voice, that could only mean one thing, that it's Wednesday and it's the Weekend Review. We are live and taking your calls at 516-387-1667. Tonight, we are here and ready to kill your brain cells with the most nerdiest info in the world.
I mean, we got some crazy stuff, like what happens when you tell off a 911 dispatcher, what actor is still waiting for money from Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi, and what heartthrob has walked off the movie set?
Also tonight, special guest from MLB Records, our hometown record label, Howard Taylor Jr., talking to us about his brand new artist and some dope tracks he'll be dropping and releasing this Sunday.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of The Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network. What's up?
What's up, FaZe?
What's up?
We had fun.
Yes, we did.
We had animal encounters.
Yes.
We had Bekoi experiences. We had steam experiences.
We had experiences everywhere.
Pretty much.
All over Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach.
We travel.
Yes, we do. Before we get into that, I got a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Will Wheaton from Star Trek. He turns 43 years old today.
Isn't he the guy that comes out?
Yes, he's Crusher from Star Trek with the red shirt from the old one. He's on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, yes. He's Sheldon's best friend.
That's why I'm giving him a shout out. Because I have nobody else to give one to.
I have a shout out to Pink Panda. Okay. Because I entered their contest that they are having. And myself, among another person that won the contest, we won little special portable speakers. And I'm hopefully a hat from them. So that will be being shipped straight from London.
Nice.
I'm the official unofficial ambassador for Pink Panda.
You're like the official unofficial ambassador for half of the people in Miami.
Yes, I'm the official unofficial ambassador for Pink Panda, the Light of the Night robots from Scarlet. Who else?
Well, you're my manager, but
I'm your manager.
That's official. But this past weekend, Bekoi was amazing. It was packed. If you have not gone, you are nuts and crazy because...
I mean, how can you not go? You guys go in free on our list till 12:30.
Guys, 21 and up. Ladies, 18 and up. Free until 12:30. Just say EON at the door. We do it again this Friday. And, of course, I want to talk about a thing that I saw today, which I got invited by Marco's, with Sean Prime's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, UltraCon, which is another mini-con, is going to be here September 12th at the... What is it called?
Adrian Arts Center.
It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's free admission.
Do we have a guest list on this?
But it is free admission. It's pretty cool. We're gonna go. I think I'll bring have the Skeletor done. I won't have my other one done by the time.
No.
That one's gonna be released for anime because that is way too difficult to do in a month. So, yes, I will have Skeletor staff done and everything by that one, so check it out. A state of emergency is August 14th.
Yes.
I'm excited.
We're taking over space.
Yes. We have Miha, we have GTA, we have Uzi. It's Uzi.
Mm-hmm.
David Hartraw, Big Mac, a bunch of other people. It's crazy. It's three rooms, about 13 artists. So you got to go get your tickets now. Visit our website, www.elementsofnight.com, and make sure to use promo code EON to save on those tickets.
This Saturday,
yes,
it's the Mad Decent Block Party, and
yes,
everybody and their grandmothers will be there. I will be there with my injured foot.
Yes, I'll be there.
We will be there. And then after that, you could join us back at Steam for the Mad Decent After Party.
Yes, with Happy Colors and Big Mac. Of course, for all you guys that didn't just hear, I also DJ. I'll have my own show here on Fridays, sometimes.
Unless I let him, or the producer lets him.
So I will be DJing at Steam Miami next Saturday. I will be opening up until 12:30. So guys, get there early. Say EON at the door. If you're over 21, guys, you get it for free till midnight. Ladies are in for free until 12:30. And you guys who are 18, 19, and 20 are in reduced till 12:30. So make sure to check me out. I'll be dropping some sick-ass tracks. I've been working on this.
I mean, like, you guys haven't been to Steam for, like, about a month now, a little over a month.
Mm-hmm.
Steam has been hosting the Madhouse Party.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it gets crazy. It is insane. I'm sure you've seen the pictures. You've seen selfies of me with Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, every Saturday, this is a price. There's always a local DJ or a famous DJ that swings by and makes an appearance.
I mean, Lucas has shown up twice already.
Twice. And rumor has it that maybe, you know, someone from Mad DC might be passing by. You never know.
So check it out. It's going to be crazy. Next week, it's Mr. Pitt, Lucio, Caden,
and
myself. And I have a special announcement. Let's just do it now. On Monday at noon, on the EON Network, I will be doing a special Madhouse Saturdays preview set.
So you're going to give us a sneak peek of what to expect?
Yes. So it would be Monday, August 3rd at 12 noon. The official real Madhouse DJ mix will be done by myself.
I'm excited. I mean, I love Steam, and I love our Madhouse events.
Yes.
I mean, it is raunchy, but it's classy at the same time. I mean, my inner trap queen comes out. It's just so much fun. And to actually, from where we are, which is we're privileged to be in the VIP section, looking out at you guys, seeing all of you guys dancing and just, you know, just enjoying the night. It's awesome. If you don't come out of Steam sweating, you did it wrong.
I mean, if you guys want to order a bottle, sign up for VIP, go on our website, elementsofnight.com. Click on the contact form, send us the information. We'll set you guys up.
You'll be partying next to me.
Yes.
We keep it classy.
So it's an amazing, amazing show. So come check it out.
Not only that, I mean, we're hosting Mr. Pitt. We're also hosting Khan.
Yes, Valentino Khan is going to be here on the 22nd of August. And we have WeWick Labor Day weekend on that Saturday.
I mean, the list of artists that are passing through this club is just amazing. And the cool thing is that we welcome them with so much love. The audience loves them. They just want to keep coming back. And they keep telling other people. You know, who knows?
Yep.
We might have Snails in there one day.
No, we might have Snails. We might have... There's a lot of names that are dropping. I cannot say. So let me tell you right now, just follow our website. Follow our Instagrams. Mine is EON Phase, that's EON PHAZE. And Vixen J is Vixen J 0601. Follow our Instagrams because the names that we're about to drop very soon is going to make your mouths all fall.
Oh my God, guys. And if you have not bought your Life and Color tickets, the lineup is insane. It's insane. It is so crazy that they made us sign papers that we cannot say anything. But let me tell you, the ticket price is it's well worth it.
Yep.
I'm excited.
So get your tickets quickly. EON for a ticket discount. So, I mean, that's all the events that we have right now. You obviously have been very busy today since they sent you home from work.
Yeah.
Watching TV shows. I mean, you saw today We Bare Bears.
Yes.
On Cartoon Network.
And only because one of the little bears happens to be a panda.
Yes, and you told me the panda's exactly like you.
Yes, he's obsessed with his cell phone and taking selfies.
Yes, I can see how obsessed you are with your cell phone.
But no, don't joking aside. The cartoons, yes, they're cartoons, but they have adult humor to it. There's two little bears. There's a brown bear, a polar bear, and the panda bear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just their little, like, characters and, like, the way that they are is just hilarious. There are three little bears that are living in San Francisco among humans. And they're trying to be like humans. They're trying to be accepted by humans. And it's just hilarious.
There's nothing wrong with watching cartoons, because I'm sorry to tell you, I watch Rick and Morty. I watch Bob's Burgers. I watch Family Guy. You know, it's why not?
Yeah, but I really don't watch cartoons. This one just caught my attention.
Because of the panda.
Because of the panda. But you know what? Because of my panda obsession, I've come across an awesome wrestler, Panda, Oso Panda. I've come across Pink Panda. And now these cartoons.
Well, there you go. The other show that we saw this past weekend was Naked and Afraid.
But we've been watching for a while now.
Yes. I'm about to say right now, that guy, I forgot his name, that's with the two girls.
The psycho, the one that was abandoned by his mother.
Yes, that guy, I think he's going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
If they,
he's going to eat them.
Yeah, he's going to eat them. He's going to shoot them with a bow and arrow. I don't know, but if you have not seen Naked and Afraid, this is not the normal Naked and Afraid.
Just watch it when you're having dinner,
yeah.
Because it's
just... Well, they show it so late, because this is Naked and Afraid XL. This is 48th and 49th. So basically... They're trying to go with the whole entire religion thing that, oh, Jesus Christ did it 48 and 49 type of thing.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. That's why they're doing it.
Oh, okay.
But, I wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. You're in Colombia. You don't know if the water's fresh, not fresh. You know.
I mean, 40 days. That means you're literally possibly going to get your period twice.
Yeah.
No tampons.
Unless those girls get fixed or something.
Wild animals.
Yeah. Anacondas.
Piranhas.
Piranhas, yes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, when I saw those two guys jump in the water for their knives that some girl threw in there, and it's a piranha-infested waters, I'm like, you're a little nuts. I would not do that.
No.
I'm sorry. No, no.
And I don't even know why I watch it. I
you watch it because I watch it.
Yeah, I'm not quite.
The other one, yesterday, we saw Face Off. It just started again, and holy shit. The crap that they make. I look at that and I'm like, yeah, that's what I have to do to make a badass costume? No. No, no.
That's cosplay to like another level.
Yeah, that's like really, really, really extreme cosplaying. And I cannot do that because I don't have the skill.
The cool thing is that like three of them are from Florida.
Yep. We have one from Hollywood, one from Pace, Florida or something like that. And I forgot the other guy. Well, yeah, we thought someone was going to eliminate yesterday. There were some pretty bad ones. But no, they didn't eliminate anybody. They basically just gave them a huge test to see what their skills are and what, you know, who's good and who's bad. So.
Well, I discovered a new show today.
Yes, you did.
Little Women LA.
Oh, boy.
Yes. These are little women, little people that live in LA, and apparently they have money.
Hold on a second. Before you go any further, you just named the subject, Little Women LA. And then you just said, there are little women that
live in LA.
Women.
Because I'm trying to be proper. I'm not gonna call them midgets.
I know, not that. But I'm just saying you just basically repeated the whole entire title, but you just added in LA.
Okay, so it's your turn to make fun of me today?
No. But I'm just saying. Go ahead.
I have a bad foot, I can still kick you in the ass.
Whatever.
Anyway. So I mean, forget the drama that you've seen in Jersey Shore, Big Brother's watching. No. These little women are walking little time bombs. You give them alcohol, and they will just fight.
And fight, and fight.
And fight. And the cool thing is that some of them are dating average height men, and some of them are dating little people as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't want to be mean, but they went like on a trip to the Catalinas, and they're doing the sky thing.
Yes.
Where they, like, they glide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called. The sky glide thing.
Yeah, I guess. I understand what you're saying.
Whatever. But since they're so small, when they got to the end, they couldn't really reach the platform. So they would just swing, and they'll go back far away from it. So the guy has to go and, like, go in and grab them and bring them in.
Oh, wow. Ziplining.
Yes.
They were ziplining.
Yes.
Wow, that's bad.
And I recorded it, so you can see it.
I want to see that show. I have a million shows. I have Mr. Robot that comes on at 10 o'clock again tonight. All
right, moving forward.
So, some cool stuff right now. Loot Crate. For all you Fallout 4 dwellers out there, they have a special edition Loot Crate that's coming. You can sign up now with your email for when they release the crate so you don't miss it. So, it's Loot Crate is stating it will be released during the same time as the video game. What happened?
I just got a text from my backseat co-host, and he says, they're the perfect height for the average-sized men. Do they have flatheads for the guys' tricks?
On that note, we'll go to a quick commercial before we come back.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and I get all of my costumes for the festivals and comic cons at Wonder Costumes, your one-stop shop for quality costumes at the best prices. They're serving customers in Miami and worldwide. This store is open year-round. You can follow them at www.wondercostumes.com.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
They see you. Oh my God, your eyes are rolling back and everything.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh right now.
This is like been, what, the 6th week that I play this commercial and you keep on laughing?
Dude, you sound like a retard.
Whatever. But in movies.
Yes.
We saw last week one of the best movies I think I've ever come out in the world.
Sharknado 3!
Yeah. Pretty badass. I think I'm actually going to do a YouTube video about it. But I actually liked everything about it.
I like the fact that it's so cheesy bad that it's good.
Yes. You had so many actors in there. I lost
count.
You know.
Well, let's see if we can name them all. We had Chris Jericho. We had the guy from Beverly Hills 90210.
We had
Knight Rider.
The girl that was married to Hank Basket that cheated with La Tranny. Remember? One of the freaking playmates that was with Hugh Hefner, one of the three girls.
Sure.
She was in there, Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
David
Knight
Hasselhoff. David Hasselhoff.
Kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes, Malcolm in the Middle. There was a lot, like way too many people. Pretty much post them all out there.
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban was
he
there.
He was the president
of the United States.
Mark McGrath was there.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry Springer?
Yes, Jerry Springer. He got eaten by the shark. The cool thing is it took place in our own backyard.
In Orlando. Yep.
Universal Studios.
They're doing something now. It's basically you go on Twitter, you do hashtag April Lives or hashtag April Dies.
April Dies.
If you don't know who April is Tara Reid. The reason why I want her to die. And
I like Nova.
I like Nova. Yeah, Nova has bigger boobs and a way better body. So I'd rather see her.
And Nova has both of her hands.
Yes.
April only has that electronic stop.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of weird. You have to watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's on Sci-Fi. It's probably on demand. You can probably find it on YouTube. It's ridiculously funny.
It's like you try to wait. Cause I have friends on Instagram that they're like, "No, I'm not watching it. I gave up after part 2." And then they're like, "Yeah, I saw it. You try so hard to walk away from it, but somehow
you
get sucked into watching it.
So, Ghostbusters, you know,
yes.
They're coming out with a female cast.
Yes.
Well, they are also coming back with a male cast reboot of the movie.
Isn't Thor in the one of those?
Is he?
I don't know.
He's probably the female version, but not the male one. But I know the male. They just confirmed today that they're gonna do a reboot with a male cast. So that's gonna be pretty cool. I saw a trailer called The Night Before
Christmas.
Basically, that's what it is. You have Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie. If you don't know who Anthony Mackie is, he's Falcon from The Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right.
Basically, it's funny as hell. There are three guys that Jordan LaFette lost his mom, so they did like a traditionary, you know, Christmas.
Traditionary?
A tradition. And basically they'll go out and they'll get hammered drunk and do straight crazy shit and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny at the way that you see what they do. Because like, Seth Rogen's doing cocaine for the first time, so he's like all weird and shit. So it's like basically like Harold and Kumar, Christmas, Pineapple Express.
With 8 Days of Christmas.
With everything mixed together. I will go see it. I like Seth Rogen.
I'll wait for it on Netflix.
Oh. Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Yes, you're hot throb.
He's Gambit.
Yes. No, he's not.
What?
He walked out on set.
Live!
Sources say the two sides are still working on an agreement. Well, they better hurry because Gambit is due October 2016.
My birthday.
So, guess what?
What?
Channing Tatum is not there. He said, fuck this. Oh, shit.
Well, it's fine because we're not FM radio.
Well,
that's
right. Congrats. So, yeah, pretty much. We don't have to go to the beep. No, none of that. No, we're cool. So, yeah, he's pretty much...
Aw, there goes that then.
So, we don't know what's going to happen. The other cool thing that I heard was Mark Hamill.
Right.
Mark Hamill, back in the day, said, this is it. I'm done doing the Joker's voice. I don't want to do it no more. Blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a new movie. It's an animated feature from DC Entertainment called Joker. It's called Batman the Killing Joke.
Batman is a joke. Yes.
No.
Sure. Oh.
The Killing Joke is basically the origin of the Joker, and it's pretty much the most sadistic one.
No. You totally misunderstood
Stop. The story is the ultimate Joker story. Basically, Mark Hamill said he is coming back to do the voice for that movie.
Exciting.
I am excited. Mark Hamill is the voice of the Joker. He should have played the Joker in one of the movies.
Oh.
But he's Luke Skywalker.
Exciting.
That is wrong. No, I don't have an answer.
Is it?
Did you know that there is a actor from Star Wars who's still waiting for a paycheck from Return of the Jedi?
Get out.
No. Remember Return of the Jedi is from 1982, 83, 84, around there. He's still waiting for a check.
I wonder if he could get interest on that.
David Prowse, who is the man in the suit of Darth Vader, has been getting occasional letters from Lucasfilm saying that we regret to inform you that as the Return of the Jedi has never gone into profit, we have got nothing to send you.
1983, I just got a text.
There we go. So David Prowse has not gotten any money because they haven't made any profit.
Are you kidding me?
Wait. Prowse doesn't want to sound like he's bitching about it. But if there's a pot of gold somewhere, he would like a share of it. He hinted that the issue could be the clause in his contract.
What did he do?
Basically, is because his share isn't in gross profit, but net profit.
Oh.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
So when they blow all this money on advertisement, if they're not making any net, he doesn't make any money.
I would kick his out if he...
I'm sorry to tell you, but he shouldn't get paid anything. Because number one, I'm going to tell you right now, David Prowse was a man in a suit. But you know what? James Earl Jones is the voice of freaking Darth Vader. Okay? The only thing is I hear Darth Vader, I hear his voice,
and
I go...
And Mufasa.
But who cares about Mufasa? We're talking about Darth Vader.
Whatever.
But you see him, and it's like... You can't think of James Earl Jones in that costume because he's fat.
See, that's my problem with Christian Bale. I cannot see him as Batman. He would always be American Psycho.
Which is the one thing that a lot of people are talking about.
I can't.
That's
like, he will forever be my American Psycho.
But he's not bad. I can't stand him.
I can't stand his voice.
Why?
I just can't.
Why? Because you can understand what he said out of his mouth?
I can't understand.
I'm a person that doesn't know what he's trying.
I'm Batman.
It's like, what did you just say? But yes, so basically, David Prowse is not getting paid, and God knows if he's going to get paid.
Our listeners are upset they couldn't get James Earl Jones. They're like, seriously?
I thought Samuel Jackson, James Earl Jones.
The thing is, he didn't take his meds this morning.
No, I did not. I am off of my meds. So, without further ado.
Yes.
People
want
to know.
You know, we should put a copyright system. Over a year now.
Involve yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Just for everybody to know, Did You Know is trademarked by the EON Network and cannot be used by anybody else on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or on their own radio station. Thank you very much.
Like, seriously, we've been doing Did You Know for a whole year now.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing with our Did You Know is that our Did You Know is fun facts. Their Did You Know is off of Wikipedia.
And the funny thing is that when they've actually posted on Wikipedia, they don't post the whole thing.
No, they only post it like this. They're like, oh, yeah, we just posted this.
Like, they're too lazy to type the whole thing. Anywho, going forward. Did You Know?
No.
29,882 marshmallow peeps. Way about as much as the sea, as all the guys put together in One Direction.
Hold on a second. 29,882 882 marshmallow peeps.
Way as much as all the guys from One Direction.
But
put
peeps
together.
Aren't marshmallows. They don't weigh anything. That means those kids are just full of air and crap. God knows what else they're full of.
Did you know Anne Hathaway won a Primetime Emmy for her guest appearance on The Simpsons?
That's sad.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. I think that's the only Primetime Emmy she's ever won.
And last but not least, Mr. Broken Nose himself, John Cena, WWE superstar, has granted more than 400 Make-A-Wish requests, more than anyone in his charity history.
Did you see him break his nose?
That picture was ridiculous.
No, I saw it. When I saw
he
that
looks
knee,
like Gonzo from The Muppets.
When I saw that knee hit him right on the nose, and his nose was going, I was like, wow. Either Seth Rollins got pissed, or I don't know what happened, but he got nasty hit. Wow.
They're saying he's saying all the guys in one erection, and he thinks that Rollins did it on purpose.
Well, I do think he did it on purpose, and the reason why I think he did it on purpose, if you see the actual match.
By the way, if you guys want to interact with us, we're on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. This is the first time we actually talk about wrestling for in a while, but just to go into quickly, John Cena tried doing a move, because he's only the man who does five moves, tried doing a plancha, I think that's what it's called, had the guy on the shoulder and tried bottom to the front in
a plancha.
Plancha is when you got the guy on the shoulder, lift him up, and then basically just make him land flat.
Okay.
Problem is that John Cena didn't land with his legs flat on the floor. He landed on his knees.
Okay.
So pretty much, you know, your legs are still up in the air, the other guys. So I think Seth Rollins got pissed. It's like, yo, you messed up on a move. Well, guess what? Now I'm going to kick you in the knee, in the face. And that's what he did. Kicked him right in the face.
Oh, wow.
So.
But his nose looks so busted.
But did you know that John Cena is terrible?
Oh, just
one. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe! What happened? Wait, what happened before I go?
My backseat co-host says that you know Blanca, but not James Earl Jones.
That's not telling me one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsonite.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box.
God, he looks like he's beat up bad.
Dude, you don't understand. That surgery, reconstruction surgery, is going to be bad.
Yep. And yes, for that person that wrote, that I don't want Blanca is, but now who James Earl Jones is, I did go to the Hard Knock School with Rusty Brooks. So I do know some things from there. So that's the only reason why I know moves. But yes, you have anything else before we go into our next topic?
No, I'm just keeping tabs with our guest, making sure everything's ready for him to call.
So basically, comic book news today came out Superman number 42. Guess what happened to Superman 42?
I don't want to talk about it.
Lois Lane found out that Superman's secret.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. Supposedly that Superman was fighting with alligators and it ripped his suit. And she goes, oh, my God, what's under you? And she opens up his suit and it sees the Superman logo. I'm sorry, you cannot tell. The hair was a little bit of a mess, and he took off his glasses.
You know, it's funny. One of my coworkers, he posted, because we have a fight. He's a huge Batman. I'm a huge Superman. He sent me a little cartoon of Superman, like, in his little costume,
mm-hmm.
and, like, his little glasses. And he's talking to his, both his aunt and his uncle. And then he puts on his glasses, and the aunt goes, oh, Clark, you know, whatever, da-da-da. And then he takes off his glasses, and they're laughing at him. Oh, I can't tell. Is that Clark? Is that Superman? I'm like, dude.
It's true, though.
The
other thing is, another person that's coming back to the comic book scene, Hercules.
Oh.
Hercules is returning to Marvel Universe this November as Marvel Comics has announced a new series.
Hercules?
Yes. The series sees Herc on a path to self-realization as he tries to become the hero he always thought he was.
Oh, like Aquaman? You didn't post a little meme.
I haven't posted it yet. Because that's going to be posted on my YouTube video. Which
really funny meme, by the way.
Yes. I just think that it was very, I don't know. They're running out of ideas. They came out with Grumpy Cat, now Hercules. I don't know what's next that they're gonna come out with. So, I don't know. I don't like it. I wouldn't buy it.
You know what? I mean, all these reboots. I saw the commercial, the trailer for Gem. Nothing to do with the cartoon.
No, that was terrible.
She looks nothing like the cartoon. No. If I want our kids to know who Gem is and the holograms, I will actually download the original cartoons.
Which?
Before let them see that monstrosity of a movie.
Which in a little bit I'll release a cartoon that we got taken off of the actual network for a reason. But before that, we're going to play our lovely...
Oh, I got a song.
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked...
...on Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst...
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag! 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 You're a douchebag!
So, our douchebag this week is actually kind of tragic.
Yeah, it is.
Because the person that did it was very stupid. But we're going to play you the clip first before we actually say who it is.
Okay, is he not breathing?
Who asked you three times, is he breathing? Yes, he's barely breathing. What the F? And then he goes, you deal with it.
You're on your own.
You're on your own. And then clicks on him.
First of all, as a dispatcher, you have to understand, I'm sure you're highly trained, that the person calling you on the other end is scared, desperate, and they're not thinking straight. They just want to see that ambulance coming towards them. How dare you hang up on them?
Yeah. Supposedly, number one, the boy died.
Yeah, unfortunately. Young kid, too.
And supposedly, I think he went to a party and there was a shooting that broke out or something.
And he was shot.
And he was shot. As a 911 dispatcher, I'm sorry to tell you, the police system right now is having a lot of issues for a dispatcher to also bring up issues now.
I mean, the minute he's telling you he's not breathing, just send out the ambulance.
Yeah, like try calming her down or something.
How many times does she have to tell you he's not breathing?
You know, like just say, okay, look, you know, he's not breathing. Okay, fine. Where'd he get shot?
No, not only that, calm down or tell her to start doing compressions.
Yes.
Or to hold down the wound. Like, dude, working from a medical experience, from a medical field, I've dealt with a lot of patients and I've dealt with a lot of stressful situations. The person that's under my care is depending on me to make him feel better or help him save his life. Not only that, his family or her family is depending on me to make sure that their family member is, you know, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I've had mothers screaming at me. I've had patients screaming. I'm like, okay, well, you know what, bitch, for screaming at me? You point the IV on. No, I'm sorry. I have to understand that you are under a stressful situation. It's my job to help you the best way that I can.
Like, you know, that's your career. Mine is somebody tells me, oh, you did this wrong or you're an asshole or whatever. I tell them, well, guess what? Your phone's still broken. You fix it now. Peace out. But that's different. My philosophy and their philosophy is totally different.
I just want to know if this person got
Oh, no, he got fired. You know, he got fired for sure.
If I was the parents of that kid, I would sue.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Lots going
my
on.
Kid could have been saved and you were eating shit.
So, I don't know. Is our guest ready, or we're still...
Well, I want to introduce him, play a little bit of the song, and then we're going to... Howard, if you're listening, start calling.
So, let's get to a quick commercial, and then we'll get into all that.
This is DJ Faze. Make sure to catch me spinning live at Steam Miami on August 8th, alongside Lucio and Cold Harbor Recordings artist, Mr. Pitt. Make sure to say EO at the door as ladies get in for free and guys are reduced until 12:30. For more information, visit www.elementtonight.com.
Hi, this is Victor J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
So I'm excited. Our next guest, he's getting ready to call. His name is Howard. He's from MLB Records. And he and his whole crew has gone like instant superstardom overnight, basically. I mean, he's always sending me like his products and his samples. I'm always dancing to it. And I'm getting ready, like, I don't know if to play the song now and then have him call in and talk about it, or have him call first and then play the song. I don't know how you're going to do this.
You can play the song, though.
All right, let's get ready to play the song. I love his song. Every time he sends me a song, I actually listen to it in my car. So let's see how this goes. Work with me, people.
Yes, we're working on this right now.
Well,
we are working.
More proof
on this.
That we are live.
Yes, we are live. We are.
Oh,
live.
Here we go. EDM.com.
Very nice.
I love it. It's trap. I mean, this is not the full thing, but wait and see. It's just, it's crazy. It is awesome.
You're a major trap head now. I don't get it.
How did this happen? Who am I now?
It's funny because we're in a chat and then they're like, oh, Phil, you gotta start playing some trap. No, buddy. No.
No, but this is why.
You will either deal with my trance or my tech house, or you will suffer.
Why though? Because Lucas is my trap queen.
Trap king.
And I'm his trap queen. Oh. And we have a selfie together. It's awesome. And he actually knew who I was. It was even cool. So I said in the chat, you know, that it would be awesome if Lucas actually became a resident at Steam. That's what everybody loves, including myself. And that, you know, he's my trap king. And then our friend Gene was like, Philip, start playing trap.
No. You know what's funny? I'm drinking Powerade. After watching a video, this is like the worst thing you can drink.
Oh my god, Manny.
All the stuff they have in here. There's a video we got to post on our website that we got sent by one of our friends that it's 10 foods that you cannot eat.
Okay, but why are we talking about you now? We're talking about MLB Records.
I know. I was just trying to get into the whole thing because I saw the power right there. And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get the everything.
Oh, MLB Records, the brand that they're trying to bring out. That it's going to get released at EDM Records is Immortals. You can follow them on Instagram, Immortals_official. If you follow them through MLB, you actually get like headlines of their new songs, videos of them in the studio. I actually got them hooked on Periscope, so we'll be doing Periscope. And this interview actually was supposed to be taking place in their studio, but because I'm now the pimp with the limp, we're doing it over the phone. But I promise you guys that next week, hopefully, we'll be there live Periscoping the whole thing.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what Periscope is,
it's
download it.
Session.
Download it now. Follow Vixen J. It's Vixen J.
Vixen J.
And then mine is EO1 Phase with a Z. I mean, you guys have to follow us because I'm going to be Periscoping this Saturday. When it's for Periscoping next Saturday. I'm going to be Periscoping before I do videos. Before
I'll
I
be Periscoping your set at Steam.
So, yes, if you're in line, please say, oh, I'm in the line. Da, da, da. But I'm not going to Periscope the whole entire thing because they need to show up. They're not going to go. No, I can hear here.
But you know what I love about Periscope?
What?
I follow the Thunder from Down Under people. And they're, oh, Howard's here.
Sorry.
Howard.
Hi, guys.
So we just played a little bit of the song. I didn't want to play the whole thing because I want to leave them, you know, wanting more. So
okay,
tell our listeners who you are.
Okay, my name is Howard. I manage a label with my artist called MLC Records, Miami Livecast. We primarily deal with all types of music, EDM, I mean, from tech house, dubstep, trap, anything you can possibly think of. We've released albums, released over 40 artists on the label, but our main focus right now is the brand that we're building up currently. It hasn't been released yet, so it's kind of like teasers. We're going to kind of leave Easter eggs every few months until the brand is actually launched. Mm-hmm. The brand is called Immortals, which consists of the main owner of MLC Records. His name is Ernesto, mm-hmm. And he used to go by Rizzy Music, and his partner called Sub Punch. They've now joined forces, and they're now called Immortals. They release. I mean, dubstep, trap, electro, future house. Right now, since we're in the very beginning stages of the transition, it's like I said, we're building it up. We just had the logo release. The next thing are the characters. So there are no press pics. There are no pictures of them because, in essence, they are beings of light. They're immortal. When they come here on Earth, they take human form. When they take human form, it's Ernesto and everyone else. But that's just some of the backstory. We'll have a whole brand of it.
I see comic books. I see logos.
Yes.
I see T-shirts.
Yes.
I see you at the Comic-Con conventions.
Exactly. That's what we're going for. I can't release too much information because,
exactly.
Like I said, we're working with a lot of big. I mean, I know you guys know a little bit about it, but we're working with a lot of big labels right now, and with a big production company. So it's all in the beginning stages. Our first release, which is the clip that you just played, is a combination with Immortals and Whiskers, and that's releasing on Sunday on EDM.com as an exclusive on EDM.com. It's free, so everyone can download it. It's obviously a banger.
I got it first, so.
Yeah, you are actually one of the only people that have it.
I got it first.
You do, yeah. And you have another one of their songs that are coming out on another record label, but that's to be released later on. What I want to do is I want to introduce half of the Immortals, because one half is not here, which is Ernesto, which is the label head of MLC. And I want to turn it over to him so he can kind of get on the air and talk to you guys a little bit.
Bring him on.
Okay, here he goes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ernesto, how are you? Hey, but first of all, congratulations.
I'm doing great, thank you.
Congratulations on everything. You guys are blowing me away. Since I've known Howard for a little over 2 months now, you guys have come a long way, my friend.
Yeah, stuff moves really quickly when you have the right team together, you know? So, yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of stuff in the works right now between the label and the brand itself that I just joined with Sub Punch on. And, yeah, we're in talks with some good labels and stuff and getting some good placement on tracks. That version that you guys just played, like you said, is coming out on Sunday. That was, as you can tell, it has like a lot of Vine samples and stuff in it. That was like a parody kind of track that we did on like all the people that are out like Vining and stuff. But we have a different version of that that's coming out on EDM.com itself because we couldn't get like clearance for all of those samples from some people. But we definitely had that. So the track's going to change a little bit more on the actual release. But that one is definitely being given away for free the way it is on our SoundCloud and all that stuff. But yeah, Blake Vapes, I don't know if you know who that is one of the Vine guys that like has a vape thing. He's like vaping all over the place and stuff.
Right.
And the guy Arthur Vines, the like British dude that's always like yelling in all his videos and shit. I'm sure you've seen him all over Facebook.
Yeah.
but yeah, we actually got support from those dudes and they're gonna be putting it all over their social media. So we kinda like I changed the track and kind of revolved it a little bit more around them so that we could release it, you know, with EDM.com and stuff. But yeah, it's really cool. We've been having a lot of fun. Gotten to, you know, work with a bunch of different artists and stuff. So,
well, ever since Howard sent it to me, I've been jamming to that whole little Egyptian theme, Middle Eastern feel. I love it. Cause I was born Cuban, but in my heart, I feel like I'm Lebanese or something.
That's good. Giving you some incentive. Go out, buy some snakes, you know, surround yourself with some Egyptian
stuff.
Yeah,
and then when you're
that's
ready
the
to
point,
do a video,
yeah.
When you're ready to do a video, I'll be there.
Absolutely. Whenever we do go to make one, you'll be the first person we call.
And I'm super cute. Let Howard show you my pictures. I'm really pretty.
I don't doubt that.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
The whole idea behind Immortal, I love it. I think it's super cool. It gives you like this whole comic book superhero feel to it besides being DJs. How did you come up with that concept?
It's actually going to go a lot deeper than that, more revolved around, like, music and more of, like, a spiritual kind of thing. But I can't, like, get into all the details
right,
of the
of
whole
course.
Story, you know? You guys are just going to have to follow along and see what happens, you know? we have, like, a whole, you know, schedule of, like, all of our tracks are basically leading up to our, like, our the actual brand isn't going to be released for another 6 months from now. And when that release comes, we're going to unveil, like, the characters, give the whole backstory to everything, and drop an album that's just us, no collaborations, and all, like basically every track on the album is going to tell a little bit of the story of our backstory, like, the, you know, for promotional purposes and you know, the whole, unveiling the whole story and everything. All the music is going to correlate, like, directly with the whole storyline and, like, what we're trying to achieve out of it. So we're our goal really is to start making our music really, like, tie in as much as possible into our whole backstory and, you know, the reason why we're making these characters and what we're going to be using them, you know, to how we're going to be using them to influence the whole industry and all that stuff. We got, like, a whole mess of, you know, complications in it, but yeah, no, it's going to be really, really awesome. Everybody we've talked to so far on it is super excited.
No, I'm excited. So, yeah. I'm a fan. I mean, we're actually supposed to go meet you guys today in person, but I was trying to be a stripper over the weekend and I messed up my foot. No, I'm kidding. I actually fell. But I promised Howard that we will be there soon, hopefully next week, and we could actually do the whole interview with you guys through Periscope, which I don't know if you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So I love
Periscope. Yeah, definitely.
I got Howard hooked on Periscope. I'm like, you guys need to use it because you're actually live broadcasting to so many people via Twitter. So I think it'll be a cool thing to do via Periscope, and that way everybody can actually put a face to the brand Immortals.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are more than welcome to come, you know, to the studio, or I'm actually here at Coco FM right now. I'm doing a live stream tomorrow night. That was one thing I wanted to bring up to you guys. I'm doing a live stream tomorrow night from 5 to 7 on Coco FM. That's it's going to be an Immortal set, so, you know, you guys can get a feel for all the kind of music that we're going to be doing. But yeah, I was. We might even be able to get you guys to maybe host it here if you want. We'll touch base afterward, and maybe you guys can link up with them.
Yay! That's awesome. But I'm super excited. I mean, we owe every month on our website, we have the artist of the month, and we will be featuring you starting August for the whole month. We'll be featuring you guys, and we'll be playing, like, the small clip that I have on the website.
Okay.
So whenever you guys have, like, any, you know, like, any events, or you're going to be at any live appearances, just let us know. We'll gladly push you guys because we are huge fans. We love what you guys are doing right now.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm sure we can put together a mix for you guys too, if you want to throw it up on there and help push out the music.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. You know, I'm your belly dancer.
I actually am working on a track right now. It's called Girl Talk, and we have, like, these three girls that. Basically, we're doing a whole music video for it and everything. These three girls are, it's like a camera angle kind of following these three girls on a night out when they go out in Miami. It's all these different clubs. And,
oh, so you don't need to do that. Just go into my Instagram and download all my videos.
You know what? Are you almost healed up? You said you got your foot hurt, right?
I have another week, but I should be good by next week.
All right, I'll make sure I get you in the music video with this other track for sure.
just go into my Instagram. You see me on all my VIPs. You're going to see me doing the trap arms. You're going to see a selfie with me and Lucas. I mean, I'm your girl, man.
You're walked into every one of my music videos now.
But enough about me. Where can our listeners follow you guys and, like, be up to date with everything that you guys are doing with your project?
I mean, we're on all the major social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, SoundCloud. Our main one is Instagram, that we use the most. You can go on there. We are Immortals. It's Immortals promo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I'm just kind of walked into somebody's live stream right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Periscope?
I'm sorry?
Is it Periscope?
Yeah, I'm partying all day long over here. So it's Immortals_official is what it is. But yeah, if you just type in Immortals, you'll find us. We already took over a bunch of stuff. On our Snapchat too, we just started using Snapchat a bunch. Our Snapchat is Immortals Audio.
Okay.
So yeah, we're all over the place. Just feel free. Any like producers or I guess I should talk. Should I talk about the label a little or?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know how much time you guys have.
You have 10 minutes.
Our Our my record label is called MLC Records. We release all kinds of electronic music, from down-tempo to deep house to drum and bass, all over the place. We do all range. So yeah, if you can, anybody that's listening, if you're a producer and want to submit some demos, you're more than welcome to. We even have a guest mix series on there as well, where we take in guest mixes anywhere between half an hour or 2 hours. So, you know, we're always looking to welcome new artists on, and that's MiamiLivecast.com. You just sign on there and you'll see everything we got going on there.
Because we work with Committee, that's our promotion company, and we have within ourselves, we have a lot of DJs and a lot of producers, and they're local talents trying to get their names out there. So if we could send them your way, that would be awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. Just go on MiamiLivecast.com and you'll see everything on there from our the label. We don't really throw events anymore, but that's what we're definitely focusing on, the label. We started out throwing a lot of events and doing. We actually used to do live DJ streams like 3 or 4 years ago when we first started.
Wow.
That's why we actually started the company. We were a bunch of DJs that got together and started doing live video streams online. We would do like 3-4 hours just run as like showcases of all the DJs on our label. We did that for a couple of years. Then it just kind of turned into throwing events and stuff, and we kind of went a different way, and now we're a label.
No, so. But this is awesome. I mean, I'm like super excited to see where you guys are going to be, like, from here to the future. I know you guys are going to blow up. I see it now. I predict it. Vixen J's prediction
as long as you're healthy and dancing in my videos, we'll make it. We're good.
Just keep me away from the stripper poles.
I'm actually looking at a bunch of stripper poles right now at Coco FM.
Yeah, no. None of that. Oh, these are the professionals that started. But again, it was awesome talking to you guys.
No, thank you so much for having us. If there's any other questions, yeah, I mean, you guys, anybody that's listening, We're very friendly over here at the label and stuff. If you guys have any questions about anything or can't reach one of us, whatever, feel free to message us at the label or me directly. We're always available.
I just got a tweet right now, if you don't mind answering this one really quick.
Sure.
How hard is it to run your own record label, and what's the biggest, like, problems that you see?
Time management, honestly, is the hardest thing that I find. As an artist, being your own artist is hard enough to manage your time with setting, you know, like, until I had a record label, I didn't realize how much you had to set time, you know, aside for certain things and plan ahead. Like, releases don't come out for months at a time, even, you know, after a track is already done and you have the artwork already ready and you have exactly what label it's been confirmed to go on. Sometimes it takes months for a release to even come out. So being on a label's end, you have to set up releases, you know, depending on how frequently you want to release on. Like, you have to be on top of that, like, 24/7, even to mention social media and all the other, like, half of what it even takes to have a label. But, yeah, trying to manage that and being my own, you know, myself as an artist, trying to manage the exact same thing, you know, a bunch of releases, promotion, everything, like, on my own end, and produce the music. It's hard to manage the time. So it really helps to try and get some people that share your same vision around you. You know, your team is the most important part for sure. Howard has been a great asset, you know, managing me lately and helping out the label and stuff. Angel Order is a good friend of mine that came on board and started helping my brand with the publicist stuff and, you know, getting the tracks out to record pools and all that stuff, like all the back end stuff that we don't already have connections with. So yeah, it's just, you know, getting the right team around you to manage the time, honestly, set the releases up on the right schedule.
Wow, that was a really good answer. Thank you. But before we let you go, I love you guys.
I'm sorry?
Before we let you go, I wanted to tell you that FaZe will be spinning on August 8th at our club Steam. He'll be opening for Mr. Pitt, and we would love you guys to come out and hang out with me in my VIP table.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll make sure Howard takes it down and we're there.
Yay! Well, thank you for being with us, and I can't wait to meet you guys.
Absolutely. No, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to those music videos.
Absolutely. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Love about our job. We come across all these cool people, and then in the end, you know, you become like lifelong friends.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, it's not easy.
It's not.
Excited.
You want to know how I met Howard?
Oh.
Howard messaged me, and I haven't forgotten, Howard, if you're listening. He messaged me because his niece is a professional cosplayer.
That's right.
And at that time, she was on a trip, but she was touring with the circuit.
Oh,
wow. So we wanted her to have her on the show, and that never happened. And then he started talking to me about music and about whatnot. I was like, wait, what? And then that's how we went into this, where we are today.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, you guys can catch them tomorrow, Coco FM.
Yes,
at 5
and if they
7.
Have Periscope, follow them.
Well, actually, you know, Coco FM has a live stream video when they're DJing, so you can check it out. I want to check it out.
I want to check it out for sure.
So I'm going to be jamming at work.
And keep an eye out for the videos, because I'll be making an appearance.
Oh my God.
Vixen J, the model. What?
So, finally, Disney does something nice to people.
They're lowering the ticket prices?
No.
Oh.
Their photo pass.
They had a photo pass?
Yeah, they have a photo pass at Universal. But the funny thing with theirs is that when you order a digital copy, like you order a picture, like, oh, I want an 8x10 of this picture because you look so beautiful under the sky with Mickey Mouse and all that. You don't get the digital copy.
Oh, so they don't give you the one with the Tinkerbell and the...
No, they don't
the,
give you
the
digital
screen.
Part. No, and if you wanted to add something to it, you have to pay for the edits.
Wait, what?
Now, when they give you the digital copies and the edits are free. You know why? Because Universal gives you.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Yeah,
For $69, we got all of our pictures.
All of our pictures. We
and
got
they
two
added all of the clip arts that we wanted. And
you got
added
two
all
printed out. You got two printed out for free. You got all the pictures you took over there. So I'm like, fuck that. We have all the pictures from the last trip. I'm like, oh, I'm going to print them all out now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Disney's doing that now. The first thing that Disney
so
does.
So behind the game, it's not even funny.
The first thing Disney does, that's not going to rip off people.
Yeah, but the thing is, what are you going to take pictures of? All of their rides are closed.
I don't know. Characters, maybe?
Not even.
Well, supposedly they're going to have more people around to take pictures now.
Yeah, because I know Universals are everywhere.
Yep. So, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm so over Disney. It's not even funny.
So, Hulk Hogan.
What about him?
You heard about him.
He got fired?
Of course he got fired, because he said something about color.
But how could he be fired if technically he hasn't really done anything in WWE?
Well, he is a judge for Tough Enough. He was supposed to wrestle for next WrestleMania. He was getting in shape for that. But, yeah, supposedly the N-word came out. But they're posting videos now of Vince McMahon saying the N-word and all these other wrestlers saying it, and they didn't get fired, so whatever. The point is that he has been taken out of WWE 2K16. So for all you fans out there that wanted to get the New Day and have him beat up Hulk Hogan, you're gonna have to create Hulk Hogan now and make that happen.
But I thought he was removed from the game.
He's removed from the game, but you can still create your own character. So
you can make a look-alike.
You can make a look-alike Hulk Hogan. Trust me, people make it to the point that it looks like Hulk Hogan. And with the PlayStation, you can import your music and then have it as an entrance music.
So we could download MLC's record.
And I can come out to that.
You could come out to that in the video game.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm going to get that game. Because supposedly there's 160 wrestlers in that game, so yeah. Pretty cool. Xbox One and Xbox 360, August free games. I'm going to give them to you right now. We have Metal Gear Solid 5 and How to Survive for Xbox One and Metroid 2033 and Metroid Last Light for 360. Those are your two free games for each system. Starts off in August 1st.
You know what I just forgot?
What?
We forgot to talk about September 5th.
What's September 5th?
The only first ever Star Wars themed beach party.
Oh, there you go. Say it right now.
Yes.
Declaration.
I always save the best for that. Declaration of Dance is back.
Yes.
For the second year in a row. And I have my own promo code, people. Promo code VixenJ, bitches. So, I'm excited about this because Jackie and everybody else in the company, I guess they found my weakness, which is Star Wars. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what? It's going to be a Star Wars themed party. So, I am psyched.
Yes, it is. If you guys haven't seen our Instagram, there's Star Wars pictures everywhere with the flyer. So, check it out. It's pretty cool.
I mean, Vixen Dick gives you tickets to Scott, but I believe there's still an early bird.
Early birds are still available until Friday. Friday, unless they're all gone. But, yes, until Friday, they will be available.
I mean, it's a cool thing. It's Nikki Beach. Who doesn't like to party at Nikki Beach? It's the same people that brings you Electric Beach every year. The only thing is, it's Star Wars themed. No. So my Star Wars nerds come out with Star Wars gear. It is
amazing.
Amazing.
Speaking of
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Not really. Oh. But speaking of Lego.
Legos.
Lego Dimension. I saw the trailer today.
Yes.
Sucks.
Aww.
It's terrible. I'm sorry. It comes out September 27th for all the consoles. But they're trying to gain the popular Skylanders and Xfinity.
Right.
And no.
It's not a no-go.
You can't do a Lego game if you can't have all the characters from Lego. And I'm sorry. Lego has Marvel, they have DC, they have Star Wars, they have this. But they don't have the licenses for all those people.
Oh.
So you're not going to have Iron Man Lego piece versus Batman Lego piece. You understand what I mean?
Got it.
So that's why I think it's a flop.
Oh, wow.
Because now Xfinity's coming out with Star Wars, so I can have Luke Skywalker versus Iron Man, or Luke Skywalker versus this person, and Darth Vader versus Stitch. You know, so Disney's Infinity is a lot better.
Oh, I think so, too. I like Infinity better.
And then,
but I think that Infinity is a lot easier for younger children to play with, because I know Miley, she's 6.
Yeah.
She pretty much knows how to handle herself in the game.
Yeah. She can handle herself. I mean, it's easy. You build your own stuff, you do your stuff and all that. I mean, I've created worlds with my daughter, and it's pretty simple. It's not that hard. It's pretty fun.
Sure.
I can't wait for Star Wars. And then Hearthstone, goddamn you, Angel EDM Dog Cultures, I hate you. Because he mentioned in the meeting last week, oh, this game Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, is pretty cool. So I downloaded it.
Oh, you're talking about my unicorn, Angel.
Yeah, son of a motherless goat, man. You double unicorn. I am addicted to this game. If you have not downloaded it, it's for Android and iOS. It's basically, it's like a battle card system. It's like Yu-Gi-Oh! Almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly that. It's Yu-Gi-Oh! But with World of Warcraft characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
So when I call you, tell me you're busy working, you're not really working, you're playing.
Sometimes.
Right.
Pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, World of Warcraft, I'll never play it again. I'll never play it. Because there's no point. Everybody's on level 100. They're all, leveled up. They're all these. You want to play because they have the new freaking panda characters.
No. I'm good with my Inside Out bubble game.
Perfect. There we go. But that's all the time.
But that's only because I beat already Panda Pop, so.
Well, Jesus Christ. You and my mother both beat Panda Pop. But that's all the time that we have. If you have anything else you want to give out your plugs, tell them where they can follow you, stalk you, do whatever the hell they want.
I am always accepting new friends. Which, by the way, I've been getting a lot of friends from the other side, from Middle Eastern side, which is super cool. And they're actually telling me that when they come down to, you know, to the States, they want to party with us, which is awesome. So if you want to be part of my clique, part of my little, you know, what to do.
Oh, hey, you're going to get a cease and desist for that also from the WWE, right?
Why?
Because the clique is all about Triple H and Shawn Michaels,
right?
Oh, my
God,
so
shut
be careful
up
with that one.
You could follow me at Instagram, VixenJ0601. Twitter is VixenJ0601. Facebook is private. So.
Yeah, look, to be honest, I'm going to say this right now. Do not follow me on Facebook. I will not accept you. Because it's not that I don't want to, it's that there's no point. I really don't use Facebook. When I put stuff on Facebook, everybody freaks out because they're, oh my God, he's ranting.
Yeah.
Or he's going to attack somebody. Who pissed him off today? But I don't really post anything on Facebook because I don't like to. Because it's stupid. Besides, what I'm going to be posting on our website is this Bollywood video that we saw.
Yes.
We have to do that. That is so cool.
I want to have a Bollywood birthday party.
If you guys don't know what it is, it will be up on our website tomorrow, www.elementsonight.com. I will have my new YouTube video hopefully up either by tomorrow or by Friday. You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. The other thing you guys can do, if you go on our website, if you click on the host section, it basically has our Instagram. Or
you know, it's sad that if anybody wants to kill us,
they can just find us. Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
But that's just another case. If you do see us at any event, just come on by and say hello. We'll take pictures. I'll buy you a drink. We'll hang out. We'll be friends.
Make sure to watch our YouTube channel, which we didn't even talk about today. Elements of Night. So you can see all the crazy stuff I do. And I will have a mix up. It's trance this Friday, finally, at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, make sure to catch a sneak peek of
a one-hour
set of what I'm going to be playing for Madhouse Saturdays. I'm going to tell you right now, if you like Coco Drills, you're going to like what I'm going to bring out.
Damn it! And Papias are not going to be here.
And they're not going to be here. So, they're screwed. And without further ado, that's all the time we have.
Bye, guys!
Bye-bye.